Welcome to the Teen Life Podcast, where we research teen culture so you can focus on connection. I'm Carly Duke, and today I'm actually by myself because this is the last episode of 2023, which is a little wild, and we have a special treat for you today and are throwing it back to the year 2016. So 7 years ago, Chris Robey and I did this interview, and it is actually the top episode in Spotify for the Teen Life Podcast this year. And so obviously this story and this interview with Jade and Heather has connected with people, and we wanted to re-release it for our audience maybe who hadn't heard it yet. And I'll be honest, this is one of my favorite interviews that we've ever done because it was just such a sweet moment in time to sit there and listen to these two friends talk who had similar experiences, but Heather was farther along in her journey than Jade was as teen moms. So at the time of this interview, Jade had a 3-year-old. She had graduated high school, but was still very much in those early years of motherhood. And Heather had also been a teen mom, but had a college student at the time. And so Heather was able to use her experience and her connection through teen life to have a significant impact in Jade's life. And they just formed this connection that was really special. And I think you'll hear that as you listen to the interview. And so to end this year, we wanted to bring just a story of hope, of encouragement, and to bring some experiences from teen moms to give you some insight into some of what our teenagers are going through. So we hope you take a listen and enjoy it and have a very happy new year. So let's just start off by, Jade, why don't you tell us a little bit about your story and what happened when you first found out that you were pregnant?
Well, I first found out when I was pregnant. I was in high school. I was 16 years old. I was in volleyball, basketball. I finished out my volleyball season, played basketball. I was in every club. I really didn't expect it. I found out when I was a little over 4 months pregnant. So the first thing that I thought when I saw a little positive test on a positive line on the test, that it's like, all right, I have to quit basketball. I have to, you know, I have to keep doing what I'm doing. And just like, life doesn't end, but it just has a reason now. So that's basically what I first thought. And I was like, I made a list of what I have to do, it wasn't what I was gonna do. It wasn't do I keep it or do I not? It was, okay, now is the time to, you know, start living for something more important. So, but now she is a beautiful baby girl. She's 3. I can't even believe that I have a 3-year-old right now and talks back to me. It is awesome how smart she is. Happiest little child ever, literally for everything. And I never thought that, you know, like, you see yourself 16 years old and you think, you know, how am I ever going to live on my own? How am I going to have an apartment? And then how am I going to go to school and like work? You don't think about that. And now I'm like, I'm doing it. Like, I work 2 to 3 jobs and I go to school full time and I still make time for my daughter. And I just would have never, ever, even in a million years thought that that's how that I can even do that. So, but we're doing it, and she loves me. It's the best feeling in the world to pick her up from daycare and her come running into my arms. Like, there's no better feeling than that. There's nothing. So, but we're doing pretty good.
Very cool. So, Heather, kind of catch us up on your story, kind of, you know, what Jade talked about with her finding out when she was pregnant when she was 16. Tell us a little bit about your story.
Well, I was 17 when my son was born, who is now 19, which is even crazy to think about. But I actually grew up with quite a bit of dysfunction in my home and was kicked out when I was 16, started living with my boyfriend, you know, just not really making the best choices. But I did end up pregnant and gave birth to him when I was 17. And I tell people that he saved my life. I mean, kind of forced me to get my act together because I had something more important than, you know, myself to live for now. So I dropped out of high school, but I did end up getting my GED and putting myself through college and worked full time, went to school full time. Again, things that even now I'm like, how did I do that? I don't even know if I could do that again today. But, you know, we made it work, and he's my greatest accomplishment. I mean, he's 19 now, and he's about to start his sophomore year at ACU. And, you know, my senior year of college, I met my wonderful husband, Rustin, who I've been married to now for, I guess, 11 years. And he adopted Thade. We've had three more children. I mean, you know, life is good. I'm a little small business owner now, and there's that too. Yeah.
You're running around like crazy.
Well, even we went to lunch the other day, and she was saying, it was a while back, as life gets really busy for both of us, obviously. But she was like, I was telling her everything I did, and she's like, how do you even do that? And then she was like, I did that. And it's like, I get that question all the time. Like, I can't even work one job. How do you work three and go to school? And I'm like, I'm a mom. That's how you do it.
Right.
Like, yeah, you have a reason. So that is one thing. Like, if you can't do it for yourself, you can't do it for anything. Like, you have a child. You do it for a child.
Right.
And it's like, I don't even know. Like, still to this day, I'm like, I'm a mom. Like, that's why I do it. Like, I'm strong because I'm a mom. I have a backbone because I'm a mom.
Yeah.
So.
Well, it seems like some of the most amazing stories I've heard from student age or from student age parents, like what they just kind of, it's this shift, like everything's different now and amazing things come out of that, that time in their life. And I know you look back on that time, like, how did I do it? You know, but that's where all the stories that come my way are like, you know, I talked to a girl not too long ago that she was a freshman at the beginning of this school year, and she was like 19. She's like, I'm just going to graduate this year, and just buckled down and got it all done in a year and graduated, like, you know, just credit recovery and all that. I'm like, that is unbelievable. Yeah. You know, she has two kids and, and did that, you know? And so that's an amazing thing. So we'll get back to that a little bit. I do want to ask about kind of, you know, rewind back to when you found out. You know, you talked a little bit about it, Jade, but, you know, just the emotions, the thoughts that were going through your head, you know, like you said, when you were looking at the positive pregnancy test, take us back to that moment. You know, what was that like? What were the fears? What were the anxieties, you know, during that time?
Well, it was obviously, it wasn't going to all be like, I wasn't happy about it. I mean, I wish that I could have her later, could have had her later in it. I would have been like, oh, so happy that I'm excited. And so there was tears involved. I was like sitting on the bathroom floor crying, but I was like, get yourself together is what I was thinking. I was like, it's not the worst thing that can happen. Mm-hmm. And people look at teen pregnancy as it's the worst thing that can happen. And, you know, I thought I was in an embarrassment, and I'm not. I'm not. I still went to school. I said, I can do this the way I plan to do it. I'm going to, you know, I don't want to graduate early. I don't want to drop out. I have all my wonderful friends, and I hadn't even told my mom yet. I hadn't told anybody. I just cried for a week. I didn't tell anyone. Just cried. Obviously, people knew something was up, and I couldn't go to basketball practice. And my coach ran out on basketball practice, came in the locker room, and I was just crying. And she was like, Jade Rains, what's wrong? Mind you, this has been my coach at that time for 4 years. So she knows me pretty well. And she's like, Jade Rains, what's wrong? And, you know, and so I went in there and I couldn't tell her. I was just shaking my head. And I was like, I'm just a bad person. I'm a horrible person. And she's like, what did you do? And she's like, did you kill somebody? Did you like going through all these questions? And I'm just shaking my head and crying. And she's just like, are you pregnant? And I just cried more. And so she was the first one I told. And then I was like, I can't play anymore if you don't know that. And so we left, and I went and I told my mom. And I kind of didn't tell my mom. My mom told me. I went to my brother's basketball game, and by me going to my brother's basketball game meant I wasn't at practice, so I quit basketball. So my mom knew. She's a mom. She's my mom. And she had texted me when we got home, and I was upstairs, and she's like, I think there's more to you quitting basketball than you not liking it. And I was like, there probably is. And she said, and I think I know what it is. And I said, you probably do. And she goes, get down here. And I said, no, you come up here. Well, then my dad came up there and got me. That was the first time I've ever saw my dad cry. And it broke my heart. And they were like, you're a big sister. You have to, you're still an example. You're still, they were the biggest support system. And my, both of them were young parents. And so they kind of, we cried about it and we didn't know what we were going to do. And I was like, I want to keep this baby. Like, it's my baby. I want to keep the baby. And I had already made up my mind at that point that I wanted to keep the baby. And then my daughter's dad and his dad thought it was a great idea for me to get an abortion and him go to California, just move to California. And so I was really pressured into that. And I went there and I just cried the whole time. It was the scariest experience. There's protesters outside yelling horrible things. There's, you know, and it's something that I didn't even want to do. And, you know, you have to go the first day and then you call back and come in the second day. By the second day, I was like, I don't want to do it. I don't have to do it. Mm-hmm. I can do this on my own if that's what I need to do. Mm-hmm. And so I didn't do it. And I returned to school. It was a week later and I was sitting in the gym. You know, I still had to go to class. It was basketball practice again. And just sitting in the gym, you know, and my coach tells me to come down to the court. And I was like, okay. And she goes, you're a part of this team and you're a part of my family. And she said, and if you still want to be a part of this team, then you still are. Mm-hmm. And so she's like, I want you to come to all the games. I want you to be a supporter. You can't play, but you can support. And so that was like, wow, like people don't think it's bad. Like, you know, mm-hmm. she still accepted me and mm-hmm. all, everybody, friends, teachers, counselors, parents, everyone was a big support. It was my coach and my parents were a huge part of it the first like couple of months of mm-hmm. me being pregnant. Mm-hmm. So
absolutely.
And Heather, what about you? How did you feel in the very beginning when you found out? What were you excited about, scared about?
Well, I was definitely scared. I didn't really have the support of my parents. So it really was truly like, how am I going to do this by myself? I'm 17 years old. I can get a job at Whataburger or, how am I going to support this kid? But then, I mean, it didn't take long for me to get excited. And really, abortion never crossed my mind. So I didn't have any pressure of that from anyone. I mean, my family was all very supportive of, you know, keeping the baby and supporting me in the way that they could. I mean, I had extended family there as well that were a great support system as far as, you know, just being able to babysit when I needed and things like that. So I knew that I would have that kind of help. But yeah, it was definitely scary at first, but it didn't take long for me to just get really excited. I mean, you know, I was going to be a mom and I was really, really excited about that. So.
Well, and we were kind of talking before we pushed record about, I think, Jade, you were talking about, you have some friends who have found out they're pregnant and their families have not responded mm-hmm. well. What have you seen in reaction? I mean, you don't have to obviously share names or anything, but yes. Just what have you seen that has not been healthy?
I have a few friends that have, you know, have come to me and it's like every pregnant person, if they know that you were pregnant, they come to you and I don't mind that. So I've had a few that are like, my mom doesn't want me to live with her. My mom wants me to get an abortion. My mom doesn't want any part of it. And I'm just like, they're not going to be happy. And I tell them that. I was like, they're not going to be happy. They want more for you. They wanted better for you. But I said, it won't be too long until they're like, I'm going to be a grandparent. And that's mm-hmm. like, there's no love mm-hmm. like a grandparent is what I have heard. So I've seen, I guess, teenage moms mainly just be like thrown out by themselves. And I'm just like, if no one's else there for you, like I will be there for you because you need someone and your parents being mad at you is no excuse for them to just disown you in a way mm-hmm. and to not support you in the time that you need support the most. Mm-hmm. And they say that they don't want you to have this child because they don't want you to go through what they went through. But they had help and they had all that. Then why are they going to do that to you and make it hard on you? And it's really sad because I don't like to see it. And my parents were not happy. My dad was not happy. And it hurts that they can't be excited because that takes away from them a little bit, mm-hmm. from the parents. So I do completely understand that they can't be excited. But I also like to tell friends that have come to me, I'm like, they will be, and they mm-hmm. will be okay. And don't take it to heart that they aren't excited right now, mm-hmm. kind of thing. But, and I'm like, and you can do it. It does not even seem like a goal that's reachable in any way possible, but it is. Mm-hmm. You can get a house, you can get a car, you can, that all is obtainable. You just have to work for it.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't get handed to you anymore. And so I have seen a couple unhealthy situations, and it does break my heart, but I'm like, I will be there, and what do you want, and what do you think you can do? And I will support that decision mm-hmm. because that's how it should be.
Well, it sounds like from the parent end, it's almost a both and deal. Like, mm-hmm. like you need to be able to give your parents a little bit of space to be mm-hmm. upset
and, you
and
do.
Frustrated, you know, and I'm sure it's really hard because I've never been in that position, but to say, you know, your parents will be upset, you know, give them that time to do that, you know, to cry. And then, you know, there will be a time that they'll come around on yes. that, you know, I think that's helpful for a parent to hear, you know, and for a teen mom to hear too, for sure.
It sounds like from talking to y'all that both of you have been that person, that supporter for another teen mom, Heather for Jade and others, I'm sure. And Jade, you've been reaching out to friends, but who was that for you when you were pregnant?
And probably through the whole pregnancy, you know, because I think you'd mentioned kind of those first month, but like that for the whole pregnancy, who was that person?
Honestly, when I was pregnant, I had everybody supporting me. I was this cute little round person walking around everywhere. While I was pregnant, I really did have pretty much everyone supporting me other than my daughter's dad.
Mm-hmm.
And that helped a lot because I thought you get pregnant and you lose all your friends because that's what I hear. And I feel like I got pregnant and I gained a lot of friends almost, but I mean, I know they weren't like real friends. They were just like, oh my God, you're having a baby. Everybody loves babies. Like, mm-hmm. come on.
Mm-hmm.
So while I was pregnant, it was everyone that was in my life that still supported me and get through it until I was excited. It took a while. That's why I said a couple months. So it took a while for me to get excited and to realize, hey, I mean, I could be really bad into drugs. I could, you know, mm-hmm. like I'm having a baby, I'm bringing another life, and I'm doing okay at it. It wasn't until after I had the baby that I started losing people. And I never went out and partied. I kind of was too young for that. So, and I was in sports and we couldn't really do that.
Mm-hmm.
So I did lose some friends, but the whole pregnancy, I still went out and I went bowling. I don't care. I went out and I played putt-putt, drove go-karts, and pretty normal and pretty comfortable, mm-hmm. except for I was huge. but then after I had her, I started losing some friends. I lost my best friend, which was pretty hurtful, and I didn't know why at the time, and I know why now, and it's mm-hmm. because I grew a backbone. I mm-hmm. stood up for myself. I stood up for my sister. I figured out that if people aren't going to treat others nicely, I don't want to be around that. And that's why I lost my best friend, because she didn't treat others nicely, and not necessarily me, but others.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't like that.
Mm-hmm.
But I did. Heather was a good one. I did mention that. She's kept tabs. She understands that I'm busy because she's been through that. And I understand, like, she has four kids. I couldn't do that. Like, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And so I do. Her going to my graduation, like I said, was probably something that meant so much to me, because mm-hmm. it's like she was there because she cared,
mm-hmm.
not just because she wanted to be there and like take a picture of me, you know? Mm-hmm. So she was a big supporter, and along with mainly my mom and my sister. Oh my gosh, my sister.
And what about you, Heather? Who was supporting you?
Well, actually, I did have the support of his dad for, you know, several years, which was very helpful. And my grandmother was a big support. I mean, she always has been. You can ask anyone in my family. She's kind of the glue that holds us all together. And so, yeah, I mean, you know, I As far as school goes, like I said, there was some dysfunction there for me as a teenager. I had already been to three high schools by that point, so I didn't really have the relationships built there to have that support. And but yeah, I mean, you know, definitely I was fortunate, because I know that's not the case for a lot of I mean, you know, these guys are young. Like I get that. But fortunately, you know, at the beginning, I did have the support of his dad. And again, you know, my grandmother was huge, and, you know, my parents did, you know, they helped me however that they could, but I had a lot of family around, so they were all very supportive. They did the baby showers. I mean, you know, they did the whole thing. So mm-hmm. That was nice.
We kind of talked about the people who have been supportive of you. I'm curious what could people have done differently that would have been more helpful, or maybe said differently that would have helped you either during your pregnancy or being a young mom. Either one of y'all can jump in on that.
There was a lot of looking down, and I remember a situation. I was taking my brother to the grocery store, and his old coach or somebody he ran into, you know, like, I didn't know him, but he was talking to my brother, and in the middle of conversation talking to my brother, he looks at me and he's like, "Don't tell me that's a baby in your belly." And I'm like, "Well, why would you say that to begin with? Because I'm not just carrying a basketball around under my shirt." Mm-hmm. So, and then I, you know, I was pretty upset about that. And I was just like, yeah, it is, you know, and he had no right to say that. But, you know, people are very, I don't know. So I went home upset about it. I, you know, told my mom, and she was just like, "Oh my gosh, I'm going to call." I'm like, "I cannot believe he would even say that." And my dad's like, "Well, I mean, she is pregnant. I mean, what did you want him to say? People are going to say that." And that kind of hurt, because I was like, I don't know why my dad would, you know, take somebody else's side when that's not really how any person, let alone an adult, should approach that. Mm-hmm. So just, I do remember that. And I wish my dad would have said something differently at that time and been like, "Well, she is pregnant. But yeah, she has a good head on her shoulders." Mm-hmm. She's, you know, still going to school, and she doesn't really need that kind of negativity.
Well, it sounds like it's you don't want it to be all about the pregnancy, but you are an individual who is, you know, working and doing, you know, trying to make a better life for yourself, and that not being the identifier for everything about you mm-hmm. as well, right?
And that's, some people really do think that. They're like, "Jade, you know, now it's not when I was pregnant, because the people I knew when I was pregnant were people that I've known for a while. Like mm-hmm. I've gone to, like Heather said, she's went to a bunch of schools. I went to a bunch of schools, but I did only go to one high school. And I was thankful for that, because mm-hmm. high school is kind of really hard to fit in, you know? Mm-hmm. But like, then it was like, "Oh, Jade, you know, like on the basketball team," and, you know, stuff like that. But now it's Jade, the one with the baby. And I'm like, I do correct people. I'm like, I'm not just the one with the baby. Okay. Like, mm-hmm. if you're going to at least say that, Jade, the one with the baby, say Jade, the one with the cutest kid in the world. Like, right, yeah. Because let's be honest. I'm just kidding.
Right. She's pretty cute.
If I wasn't going to have support from anybody else, I wanted it from my parents and my dad. I knew that it took him a while to get excited. And, you know, he started getting excited when at my baby shower I got a pink basketball goal for her. And then she would just watch football with him. He was excited then. So, but it took a while for him. But everybody else came around pretty soon, pretty mm-hmm. quick.
Yeah, I mean, I think I would say just give the mom some grace to make decisions for herself and her life and her baby. And whether you're a new mom at 16 or 30, I mean, we're just not going to get it always exactly right the first time. So you get lots of advice or lots of opinions about how you're not doing the right thing, or, you know, for me, I'd get some feedback sometimes, because I did work a full-time job, 40 hours a week, and I went to school full-time, you know, about the amount of time that I was spending with my son. And, but, you know, we're doing the best that we can.
Mm-hmm. We're not out partying.
Right. You know? Right.
We do, but we don't. So.
Yeah. So, I mean, I just think that for me, I didn't get that all the time, but yeah, I mean, you know, just the comments, you get, moms have enough guilt as it is without,
oh yeah,
someone else laying right on, like, mm-hmm. you know, yeah, we would love to be at home with our baby 10 hours a day, but some people do not have that option. No. So, mm-hmm. but yeah, I think that was probably a big one for me, was just kind of the unsolicited advice and opinions that, you know, and I think people are trying to be helpful because, yeah, I'm 17. I mean, sure, I probably didn't have the maturity level as I would have had at 27 if I would have, you know, waited until then to start my family. But again, that's just hard for moms to hear, you know, constantly. And I think as teen moms, they probably get it a little bit more because, again, I think people, for the most part, are genuinely trying to be helpful. But sometimes it's just, you know, I think it can do more harm.
Absolutely. Yeah.
What was it like having a child in school? How did it affect academics? Jada, you've talked a lot about sports and clubs and things that you were involved with. How did that affect just your school life?
Well, I was a good student before, but like freshman year, it was like A's and B's, you know. But actually, my grades got better. I like worked harder and I was like, no, I'm going to do it because I'm that person that I compete with myself and I compete with everybody else. So I ended up getting straight A's for the rest of the year after I got pregnant, sophomore year. And then I got straight A's junior year and senior year. So academic wise, it made me better because I'm like, well, you guys think I can't do it. I know there's people out there that think I can't do it. So I'm going to show them that I can do it. And it is possible. Sports, like I had mentioned, my coach was like, hey, you're a part of my family. You're a part of my team. You're welcome. If you want to come, you can. And so I still was a part of that for as long as I could be. I got to bring her to games after I had her. Got to bring her to clubs. I mean, she's had a mom every year. She's three. She's had a mom for homecoming. She's just been like, you know, my mini-me. She goes where I go in high school especially. And everyone loved her. Everyone loved me. And so that was very supportive. And I know not everybody has that, but it's like I kept positive about that. And I was like, hey, is it okay that I bring my kid? Hey, you know, this is a part of me. This is me. I don't just leave her at home. And they were like, yeah, you know, yeah, that is okay. And it's just like you have to be positive about it. And if they say no, then be like, okay, sorry. Then thank you for your time because this is me. This is me. This is my whole heart right here. So I did have to stick up for myself for that. If you didn't like that I didn't have a kid, then I wouldn't be a part of it. So then when I gave it that ultimatum, then it was like, okay, then we'd love to have you kind of thing, you know?
Yeah, I mean, I really admire Jade so much for sticking through high school because I was not that strong then. And, you know, I was able to go through college. But, yeah, everything changed for me. And I didn't think that I could do it. I really didn't think that I could go to high school for 6 or 7 hours a day and work a job, but clearly you can. I mean, she did it for 2 years. So I guess, you know, my experience was really college because that was my next step, having a kid, which she's doing now too. But everyone was so supportive at my college. I would take him to class if he was sick. I couldn't take him to school. He could come to class with me. I mean, I can't count how many times I'd be in my advisor's office getting help with something. And, you know, I'd have my little toddler with me, you know, playing with toys. out in the hall or whatnot. But yeah, I mean, certainly it changes things. I wasn't in a social club. You know, I went to school to get my education and that was it. So, you know, sometimes, you know, I look back at my son who, again, now is starting his sophomore year of college and the whole college experience that he's getting to have. I mean, you know, sometimes that can make me a little sad that I didn't get to have that. But everyone was very supportive in college and you know, I couldn't have done it obviously otherwise. So, but yeah, it's a whole different ball game going to even high school or college.
College is crazy.
As a mom. Yeah. But
it is crazy.
My experience has been that people have been so, I mean, very supportive. So, you know, if that's a deterrent for anyone out there, then it shouldn't be because, that's really been my experience talking to any other teen mom too, that's really stuck with it and tried to get their education is that people in the school system, whether, again, it's high school, it's college, whatever it is, are very, very supportive.
Right.
But I think administrators in the school systems or anyone that's involved in kids in that way, I think that if they can be intentional about letting these moms know that they will support them, that they that they are there for them and that to help them. I mean, like Jade's coach, and I'm sure other people in your high school did, and my advisor at college, that that's really going to encourage moms to stay in school and know that they can do it rather than, you know.
If they reached out to you.
Because it's hard for moms. I feel like sometimes it's hard for moms to ask for help. I mean, we're all kind of like that. Mm-hmm. But when it's offered, obviously, it's a little bit, it just makes it a little bit easier and more comfortable.
Right. So two things we want to ask you guys to kind of wrap up. And this is kind of, this will encapsulate some of the stuff you've already said, but just a little bit more direct. But what would you say to a teen mom who just found out she's pregnant?
Well, I think that number one, if you are still trying to make the decision on what you're going to do, that I would just really encourage you to get some counseling or just talk to someone that's maybe been there before, because, you know, I would just have to say that, I mean, God just loves you so much, and he loves that baby, and he can see you through anything. So I think just with a lot of prayer, I would just encourage a mom to not make a rash decision in that regard, if abortion is something that she's considering. Oh gosh, I could go on and on with this, but I mean, I think it's so important too, to stay in school. I mean, I know it seems like that is an impossible mountain to climb and that you're never going to get to the top. And I know it can feel that way, but, it's just so important. I mean, it really is just so important to get your education. It's going to make all the difference in the quality of life that you have and that you can provide for your child. So, and just to know, I mean, I'm nearly 20 years on the other side, that I would just say that, you know, and with all the teen moms that I've talked to, or moms, period, I've never met a mother that has regretted the decision to have her child, number one. I've met plenty that regret every day the decision to have an abortion, or that may have made another decision. But like I said, I mean, you know, having that child 19 years ago has been, I feel like, my greatest accomplishment. I mean, I'm not saying that it's going to be easy, because it is hard, and it's probably the hardest, but most wonderful and bravest thing that you would ever do. There is light at the end of the tunnel if it, you know, feels like there's not right now. And that would just be the biggest thing that I would say, is that it might be hard, but it's worth every hard minute.
And Heather really wrapped that up for me.
Too. Yeah. You know? Kind of said,
Heather was that person that came to me and told me. So at that time, when you find out you're pregnant, you think it's not obtainable. Like I had said earlier, nothing seems obtainable. Like being on your own feet just doesn't seem like something that you can do, but it can be done. And there's no strength like a strength that comes from a mother doing something for her child. Mm-hmm. If you don't have a reason for anything, you know, you're going to school, you're living your life, but then now you're pregnant, you have a reason. You have a reason to get up in the morning, and it feels great. You have a reason to go to work. You know, you're like, you don't have to work. Everybody has to work. Everyone. But if you just wake up in the morning and you are like, I don't want to go to work. Do I need this job? Like, that question crosses my mind all the time. But it's like, I have a kid. Mm-hmm. I have a reason to get up in the morning. I have a little girl coming in the room, running in saying, Mommy, I had to go potty. Like, that is my reason. You have a reason now. And stick with it, and you can do it. Is like, people will support you, but you have to want it. And stay in school, because it's hard, but you won't be wasting your time.
Okay, so our last question, kind of going off of that, but what would you say to anyone that supports a teen mom who just found out she's pregnant, whether that's parents or teachers, church? What would you say to those people to encourage them, or maybe give them a little more insight into helping teen moms?
Well, I think, like I said earlier, just offering them grace and support. And I mean, even if they don't take you up on the offer the first time, just keep offering and offering and offering, because there will be a time that maybe that person feels like she has nowhere else to turn. Mm. You know, I would also just say, try to be inclusive with them, because I feel like that as a teen mom, you really don't know where you belong. I mean, you're in high school, so you're not necessarily doing play dates with the, you know what I mean? With like
with the teachers
groups.
Maybe.
Right. Exactly. But just, you know, especially at school, at church, I mean, I love how inclusive Jade's basketball coach was. But I think that really helps too, to try to keep them involved so that, you know, that people don't fall through the cracks. But, but then again, just always offering to help, no matter if you know, like I said, I think that a lot of times, because it's hard for moms to ask for help, they, you know, you might hear them say no several times, but I think it's important for them, even if they never take you up on it, just to know that you're there and that mm-hmm. you love them and that you want to do what you can to support them. So
another thing I'd say would be, I have gotten a lot of support. So what I would tell to somebody that I've gotten a lot of support that is actual support, and then I've gotten a lot of support that is telling me what I should do mm-hmm. and how to do that. I appreciate it, but I have to be able to do things on my own as well mm-hmm. so that I can learn. So no, I'm not always going to do everything right. And people that are supporting teen parents, for the most part, they don't do everything right either. So be there as a supporter, not as a, you know, if they need to vent to you, don't be there. Just let them vent to you. You don't need to be there and tell them how to fix all of it, how to, you know, you need to just be there for them, you know? And like she said, she's offered her help so many times. And sometimes I'm like, I just want to like vent. And so we went to lunch and we talked for like 2 hours. So, and she was there, and like hearing her whole story, I'm just like, okay, that like made me leave there that day and take a deep breath. I'm like, you know, Heather's been through a lot of stuff. So I'm going through a lot of stuff and I can do it just like she did it. Mm-hmm. She owns her own business now and that's awesome. Like that's mm-hmm. what I want to do. Mm-hmm. So, you know, telling a little bit of your story always helps as well. And then just being there, letting them know and feel that you truly, genuinely are there for them, not just making yourself feel better.